We are joined now on the program by Recreation Supervisor for the town of Carrboro, Galen Poitras. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And we are talking to you today because there's a pretty fun event coming up this weekend in Carrboro. It's called Open Streets, and the short version of it is that Weaver Street is closed to cars and open to folks on foot. Why don't you fill in the blanks for us on what else goes on Open Streets and why it's become such a Carrboro tradition?
Sure, sure. So Open Streets has been around since 2013, and yes, we close East and West Weaver Street. It's really fun because, you know, we have cars on the road all day and people are used to waiting to, cross the street and deal with traffic. But during this event, we have East and West closed to traffic. So there's a ton of activities, you name it. We got a rock wall, a bike blender, folks doing Taekwondo, you name it. So we really just kind of want to reclaim this public space for recreation. So we'll have a bunch of fun games out there this Sunday, April 7th from 12 to 4.
It definitely sounds great. And that kind of courtyard area in front of Weaver Street Market has as strong of kind of open town square vibes of any place in the Triangle. So it seems like such a natural fit. How do you kind of, would you call this a successful event in the past, I guess, is where I'm going with this?
Yeah, it's a really successful event. Anytime we're able to reclaim public space for the community and have fun activities, everybody, as you mentioned, in front of Weaver Street, we've kind of got East and West bisected by Greensboro Street, but once you cross either side, it'll be closed to traffic. And this year, East Weaver in particular is Bikelandia. So we're making this bike land a biking, cycling theme part of the event where we'll have Bike Carver out there, Bicycle Alliance, Chapel Hill, Recyclery. And we have a Safe Kids trailer out there as well where we're going to be teaching children about pedestrian bicycle safety and having a lot of fun. So we've got some really fun things lined up for this year's event.
Definitely sounds like a great event for sure. I want to talk a little bit more about this year's event specifically, but before we get to that, do you think that there's any appetite for doing this sort of thing more frequently in that location or perhaps elsewhere in Carrboro?
I'm sure there is. There's a bunch of cities all over the United States that run open streets, and I say cities because they are bigger cities. We're Carrboro, we're a smaller town. We still have an amazing event, but we do have a very small town and not a lot of streets. So it's amazing that we're able to do it once a year with how big of a, rather small of a town we are. So it's really impressive, and I'm sure we would love to do it as much as we could, but given our small town, I think this is about all we can do, but it is still amazing that we're able to do this once a year. And we actually have a lot of other events and community events. I think we had a Hispanic Latino festival at some point where we closed down West Weaver. So this is one of the town events where we closed down East and West Weaver. But I think there have been some other events that are really popular as well that occur in town.
That does sound familiar from last year for sure. Talking a little bit more about this year's event, you've mentioned some of the activities that are going on. What's something that you particularly are looking forward to, maybe that's different this year, or just because you've been planning the thing, you know something in particular is going to be really interesting?
Sure. So one big hit every year is the rock wall. We have a rock wall over at where Country Junction is. We put it in the parking lot on West Weaver, and it's really fun because one thing about open streets I didn't mention earlier is, yes, we've got the streets closed to cars and we have activities, but they are all free. So if you want to learn to rock climb, it's free. If you want to get on the bike blender and make a smoothie, it is free. But this year in particular, I'm really excited about the Bikelandia and to see how this theme for East Weaver comes along. We're really working hard to make it kind of a magical place where it's just cycling and bicycle related activities. So that'll be in front of West Weaver, and I want to see how that plays out this year.
We're speaking with Galen Poitras, recreation supervisor for the town of Carrboro for Parks and Rec. And we're talking about the Open Streets event that's happening on Sunday in front of Weaver Street, or on Weaver Street, I guess. Any other thoughts on this event before we move on to another topic?
Everyone is welcome to this event. Come out. We should have some great weather. Hopefully we'll get a bunch of sun and a bunch of fun activities, and we see everybody out on a closed East and West Weaver Street. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Definitely sounds like a great one, and no guarantee on that weather being cooperative. So things are looking very good in that front for an event that you've had on the calendar for a long time. Along those lines, I wanted to ask, I know that this is probably something that's sort of taken over your professional life for the last couple of weeks, but do you have anything else cooking at Carrboro Parks and Cultural Resources that you want to mention while we're on the air here?
Sure. So believe it or not, we have already started working on the Carrboro Music Festival, which is scheduled for September 29th of 2024. Any musicians out there, please go to our website, fill out an official application. We're going to close that application window on May 31st of 2024.
Galen, thanks so much for making the time, particularly in this busy period for you. And I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yes, it is Sunday, April 7th from 12 to 4. We'll see you in downtown Carrboro. Thanks, Andrew.